The federal judge overseeing WorldCom's bankruptcy case has approved $2 billion in financing to keep the nation's number two long-distance company operating as it reorganizes. Judge Arthur Gonzalez also approved a Justice Department request that an independent examiner investigate mismanagement, irregularities, and fraud allegations. WorldCom filed the largest bankruptcy case in corporate history following disclosures that the company had nearly $4 billion in accounting irregularities. Scott Cleland is founder and chief executive of the Precursor Group, a telecommunications research firm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are consumers likely to feel much of an impact from WorldCom's bankruptcy?
Fortunately, consumers aren't going to see much of an effect. Some may be spooked and switch carriers, but in general, there won't be much effect or change for consumers' lives.
Are the company's vendors going to be as fortunate?
Unfortunately not. I think that shareholders will largely be wiped out, as bondholders likely will be, and then vendors are going to be like a cat on a hot tin roof. They're going to be worried about whether they're going to get paid.
What are the prospects of WorldCom paying off its debts?
Well, the largest amount, the roughly $30 billion for bondholders, that's largely lost. The only way that WorldCom can be an ongoing concern is if they can rid themselves of that debt through bankruptcy.
Well, the company is still functioning.
Yes, and that's one of the odd things in the United States. When a company goes through bankruptcy, the customers or consumers generally don't see a change. What it is it's a financial restructuring where the judge sorts out who gets what.
I mean, they're still sending me monthly bills.
Yes, and they will, and it won't change for your life.
How will the bankruptcy affect its competitors?
Well, this is a strange angle, where people would think that a company going bankrupt would be good news for its competitors. In telecom, because the law requires that companies interconnect, this is a case where when one company gets a virus, everybody else passes it along. So WorldCom's bankruptcy is a bad event for the sector because it leaves everybody else with a lot of bad debts.
So we got to look for more telecommunications companies to go this way?
It's very possible. The core trends are driving revenues down and hurting profitability. So WorldCom's bankruptcy is a little bit like a suction effect pulling down others. So the worst is not over.
It's not confined to companies that operate with business practices that WorldCom employed.
Exactly. People look at WorldCom as a story of huge corporate fraud because it's a record-breaking amount of fraud. But WorldCom was a $1 stock before the fraud was discovered, and it was going bankrupt before that. So the problems WorldCom has have been around for a long time.
Are we seeing the effects of this already in other telecommunications stocks?
Yes. The market was spooked about the Baby Bell companies and whether they were going to meet their targets, and I imagine it'll hang around for a while. It's one thing to anticipate a bankruptcy. It certainly is another when it happens.
Should we be looking ahead and see if this ripple flows into another sector?
Well, telecommunications is so central to the economy. In the past, telecom and high tech, which are related, added about a percentage point to economic growth during the late 90s. And now it's gone from a propeller to the economy to an anchor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Cleland is founder and chief executive of the Precursor Group, a telecommunications research firm.